I wasn't in command. He would have sent her if you were in charge. He would have killed her. Archer seemed confused, unsure. I had no idea she was your sister. I thought the world of Lane. She and I. She was a truly lovely woman.
And now she's dead, thanks to your pursuit of knowledge.
Westfall put a venomous accent on her last three words. For long moments, Archer was silent. At last, he lifted his chin a notch and said,
I think you need help, Mrs. Westfall. I hope you seek psychiatric therapy.
She allowed herself a cold, thin smile.
Last refuge of a scoundrel, she said.
Then she clicked off the connection.
The Symmetry. The new Eldus showed how troubled it was about the invading alien with the display of pulsating greens and yellows. Since time immemorial, we have lived with the Symmetry, it signaled. This alien creature is outside the Symmetry. It cannot be anything but a threat to our way of life. Leviathan flashed back. It has not harmed us in any way. It saved our replicant and us from the darters. That in itself is a violation of the Symmetry. Two of the elders glared simultaneously. But why must we allow the darters to feed on us? Leviathan demanded. Why must we always follow the old ways? That is the Symmetry. All five elders replied in unison. We must all accept the Symmetry. Without the Symmetry, we will be lost. Leviathan began to reply, but then saw that the alien was trying to speak to them. Look, Leviathan flashed. The alien is signaling. The elders went dark. Leviathan realized that all five of them edged slightly closer to the alien, which was flashing pictures slowly, painfully slowly. Leviathan had plenty of time to inspect the alien's images and think about what they meant. It showed itself, an unmistakable, small, round object, attached to Leviathan, surrounded by the elders. Then a confused series of images flickered from its rounded hide, changing so slowly that Leviathan wondered if the alien thought the elders were unintelligent, dim-witted. The alien pictured its encounter with Leviathan during its budding and the fight with the darters. This could be mere mimicry, Leviathan thought, repeating what I showed to the elders earlier. But then the alien's pictures showed it rising above Leviathan and the darters, upwards, into the cold abyss from which it had come. The pictures became strange, unintelligible. The alien seemed to be showing other creatures, weird, slim, snouted things with long, thin flagella members that flapped slowly, and bulbous, many-colored things that seemed to hang motionless, hardly alive, with long, sinuous tentacles dangling from their globular bodies. Slowly, slowly, the pictures continued to change. The little round image of the alien rose above the strange creatures, through a smear of blurry colors, and then out into a darkness that was speckled with tiny points of white. As it rose, the blurred colors below it bent into a curve, and the curve became another round thing, streaked with colors, while the alien itself became little more than a dot. The alien went dark. What does it mean? Leviathan asked.
It's nonsense, replied one of the elders. Senseless gibbering, the product of an unintelligent mind.
Perhaps not, sighed the eldest. Perhaps it is a different kind of mind, not unintelligent, but different. But what does it mean?
Leviathan repeated.
It is not of the symmetry,
signed the newest elder. Therefore, it has no meaning. It has nothing to tell us. We should ignore it.
We can't ignore it, Leviathan insisted. It is here. It exists.
It has no meaning, the elder insisted. It is not part of the symmetry, signaled another. It will destroy the symmetry if we pay any heed to it. All the elders went dark, fearful of the threat to the symmetry. The alien bobbed on its tether, dark also. Then Leviathan thought, what if the alien has come not to destroy the symmetry, but to enlarge it?
That's the best I could do, Deirdre said.
Looked good to me, Corvus replied. You showed them where we come from, showed them they live in a planet, showed them that we come from outside their world. His eyes still fixed on the control console screens, Dorne said slowly, I wonder if they can grasp that idea. It must be entirely foreign to them. Jaeger said, well, they're going to see something else that's entirely new to them when we pop the next data capsule. Dorne nodded thoughtfully. Perhaps it would be best if we disconnected the DBS probe before we fired the capsule. Yeah, Corvus agreed. I wouldn't want to be tethered to that beast if it gets scared and decides to dive deeper. Deirdre nodded, but she said, I'd like to show them what we look like. You can show me what you look like any time, Jaeger said, breaking into his old leering grin. Timeline calls for data capsule launch in 8 minutes, Dorne said. Disconnect us first, said Corvus. Disconnecting.
The alien has removed its arm from you, the eldest pictured. Leviathan flashed a soft orange sign of agreement. It had hardly felt the alien's attachment to its hide. The disengagement was even less noticeable. Leviathan saw that the alien remained in the midst of the elders as its arm slowly withdrew into its spherical body. It is not trying to flee from us, it thought. New pictures began to glow on the alien's hide. Leviathan's sensor parts focused on them while its brain tried to understand what the alien was showing. First, it showed the circle that Leviathan thought represented the alien itself. Then, the circle grew larger, and shapes took form inside it. 4 strange shapes, elongated, with things like tentacles extending from their bodies. But they looked too thick and short to be tentacles, and there was a rounded knob at one end of each body. What are they depicting? The eldest asked. None of the elders replied. They were all studying the strange images. Leviathan guessed. Those could be members of the alien's body, like our own inner organ members. But they seem to move about inside its body, one of the elders pointed out. Strange. It is alien. Leviathan pictured. Of course it is strange. The images inside the picture of the alien faded away. For maddeningly long moments, the alien showed nothing but the circle representing its own body. Has it nothing more to tell us? The eldest asked. The newest elder signed. It's not intelligent enough to show us anything meaningful. Suddenly, the alien's imagery showed a tubular object leaving its body and speeding upward toward the cold abyss.